Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Geiger out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Monbouquet moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Allison is chasing the ball. Geiger rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to first and picks off Yastrzemski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen strikes out. There goes Malzone. The throw from Batty to Martin, and back to Killebrew, who tags Malzone out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Batty reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasquale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Pasquale reaches second base with a double. Batty scores. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground. Runnels is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. It's Twins, 4, Red Sox, 4. Billy Muffet now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Batty is hit by the pitch. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Batty moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Batty moves to third. Martin moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasquale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty scores. Martin moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. It's 6-4. Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 3 in the game. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ver Alse fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Budden hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pascual scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.